Following was a segment on WGEM Sports Center, weekday mornings 7 to 9 on ESPN 1440,
ESPN True Hoop Network, Pacers blog. 8.9 seconds. Jared Wade joining us, talking about last night in the NBA action. Pacers get the win, 11.1 over the Knicks. They now lead that series 3-1. Jared, big thanks for joining us. When you're looking at the Pacers and looking at maybe not necessarily limiting Melo, but in the same manner, making him where he is 9 for 23. How have they done so far in this series? You think guarding him and keeping him where they do have a 3-1 lead?
I mean, a lot of it's just kind of the individual brilliance of Paul George. I mean, the guy, it's kind of impeccable at 23 years old. The sort of discipline he shows, kind of, you know, be physical with Melo, who, you know, is a bigger guy than him, while also kind of denying him the ball and not fouling. He just seems to understand the process real well, you know, to bother him, kind of make him take shots from where he, Paul George and the Pacers want him to, kind of in the mid-range. And you know, and then they have the team, you know, team help, and it allows them all to stay home on three-point shooters and kind of, you know, make sure no one else gets off, make sure, you know, Raymond Felton and Jason Kidd and Jason and J.R. Smith aren't getting wide open three-point looks.
Is Paul George kind of the new, you know, the new perfect player in the NBA? If you want a guy and what he looks like, is he kind of that new prototypical type of player you want?
I mean, I think you kind of nailed it. Yeah, I mean, it's like he's playing with a hockey stick out there with
no
his arms so long, and you know he can. It's hard. He's big, but it's hard to really screen. He'll just kind of slither over these picks and get through things. And yeah, I mean, it makes it real tough for them to get Melo really open.
Jared Wade joining us, ESPN True Hoop Network, Pacers blog, 8.9 seconds here on WGEM Sports Center. When you talk about, and I know Paul George has been huge, and we talked about earlier in the show, maybe some unsung heroes throughout the playoffs, looking at some other teams. For the Pacers, has it been the play of both those point guards, George Hill and also DJ Augustine?
DJ Augustine has been kind of a revelation. I mean, he was shooting under 30% from three, I think, you know, in November and December. I mean, before, even until the All-Star break, I think he was still down in the low 30s. But now, I mean, you talk to these guys in the locker room, and they're all just they rave about his shooting. They have so much confidence in it. And, you know, he knocked down his free throws last night. He got to the hoop for a layup real early, hit a three. And, you know, same thing in game one. I mean, he was huge hitting threes. And yeah, I mean, George Hill, the kind of unsung thing here last night was that the Pacers didn't actually play that well in the third quarter. They got outscored. They were kind of giving up a few easy buckets, but George Hill just made plays. I mean, they weren't even really in the offense. He was just hitting pull-ups. He stuck that big three. You know, he was just committed to driving to the hoop, and, you know, he scored 13 of his 26 in the third, and that was kind of what allowed the Pacers to stay ahead enough to kind of bury them.
Jared Wade joining us. You look at the Pacers, and I think it's so interesting with Frank Vogel. What does he do maybe that doesn't get noticed? How is he a good coach? I guess I'll just throw it that way.
I mean, I think there's the X's and O's and stuff, and, you know, I kind of understand a little bit of that, but some of it's over my head. But I think he's just kind of got a demeanor. He's super confident in these guys, and they trust him. And I think it's kind of a combination between him, you know, really instilling confidence in them. And, I mean, 2 years ago, they were in the playoffs against the Bulls, and that was when Derrick Rose was an MVP. And, you know, it was a 1-8 matchup, and no one gave him any chance. But Vogel seemed to legitimately think they could win. And, you know, it seemed a little silly at the time. And I remember thinking it was, you know, a coach who really maybe doesn't understand what's going on here. But, I mean, yeah, he hasn't wavered from that. And I think those early times with Paul George and Roy Hibbert, you know, they've been there through this growth. And, you know, same thing as Miami last year. They were the underdogs. And, you know, they had a 2-1 lead in that series. And so a lot of people were comparing, you know, that moment last year was a 2-1. They had stolen a game in Miami. They had a chance to go up 3-1 in Indiana, and they couldn't get it done. And they ended up not winning another game in that series. And this year was kind of, you know, the exact same situation. And, you know, you hear from Frank Vogel talk to these guys, and, you know, he just makes them believe. He keeps them on course. And, you know, we see it now. They're 3-1.
That's interesting. Jared Wade joining us, ESPN True Hoop Network, Pacers blog, 8.9 seconds. Follow him on Twitter as well, like we do. If I would have told you maybe 3 years ago, roughly, that with no Danny Granger at this point, this team would be one win away from possibly battling the Heat for a chance to go to the finals, what would you have said?
I'd be very surprised. Yeah, I mean, I was probably saying still last year that Danny Granger was the best player on this team.
Exactly.
Lance Stevenson never played really a significant NBA minute until this year, certainly not in the playoffs. And, I mean, he's, you know, he gets 7 rebounds last night, and it's not even really a story anymore. I mean, he had a couple games of 12 and 13, and, I mean, he's kind of been the key to filling in for Granger. I mean, in some ways, they're almost more dynamic with him because he can – you get the ball, get up the floor, and, you know, you'll see him break down. He just ripped by Carmelo last night late in the game and got a layup. And Granger's probably still the better offensive player, but, you know, Granger's more of a spot-up shooter, and he doesn't add that kind of dynamicness to the offense. So, I mean, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy that they've been able to do what they have. I mean, I think the other four starters are very, very solid, and that's really the core of this team, is that there's no kind of weakness in the starting lineup. And to have Lance Stevenson step in for Danny Granger and be able to do that, it still shocks me.
They wrap it up tomorrow night?
It's tough. I mean, this New York team looks...
You're thinking about it way too much, Jared. You're thinking about it a lot.
I mean, I would lean towards yes, but just because this Nick team seems to be in such disarray.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's playing well. J.R. Smith, it seems to be in his head now, and I know he's sick and all that. Jason Kidd hasn't made a shot in a month almost. I just don't know how they're going to get offense. I mean, it's in MSG, so maybe the crowd gets them going. Maybe J.R. hits a couple threes, and, you know, they could do what the Pacers did last night. But, yeah, I mean, I would lean towards them wrapping it up, yeah.
This much excitement in Indiana since Reggie's days?
I guess. I was in the field house last night, and I was going up an escalator. And some father was telling his son, he was like, this is becoming a Pacers town again, and that hasn't been the case in a while. So
it was
pretty loud in there, especially on Saturday.
I bet it's going good right now with them and the Colts, everything else. Indiana's flying high, Indianapolis. Jared, big thanks for joining us. Follow the blog, do a nice job. We follow you on Twitter as well. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Jared Wade, ESPN True Hoop Network, Pacers blog, 8 points, 9 seconds.